The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Press the pound key to end recording.
Hello, this is Greg Kelly. I'm a concerned citizen. I live in New York, but I saw a horrible video. It's gone viral. Very easy to find online. Dancing transvestites with young children. It happened in the heart of Dallas. It seemed like it was incredibly inappropriate, border, probably criminal.
Sure, somebody's breaking the law. You guys need to find this video. You can call me. My number is and I'll help you find it online. And somebody's got to do something about this. Thank you.
That is the phone call from my Newsmax colleague Greg Kelly to the authorities in Texas. He does have a good way of using social media. He posted the audio of that call telling them, there's probably a crime being committed in that bar. Number one, what are underage individuals, children, doing in that bar? And then what is sexually explicit activity such as a drag queen fest doing being held in front of those children? Don't forget, every Sunday, we're going to have an amazing show this Sunday on the consequences of Uvalde on Newsmax. It's the Gawker Reality Check, 7 p.m., 10 p.m., repeat Eastern. You can get the app for free, download the Newsmax app, watch Greg Kelly, watch my colleagues every night. Then on Sunday, the Gawker Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern. There's some shenanigans going on. It's primary day. Why are the rhinos so despicable? Let's ask somebody who is trying to serve the nation for a third time. He's not only served in uniform in the Navy, he is a veteran of combat. He served as the former Attorney General of Nevada, and now he's running for the Senate. Adam Laxalt, welcome to America First.
Thanks for having me again.
So how's it going? And tell us about the dirty tricks going on in Nevada.
Well, look, first and foremost, primary's a week away. We feel great. We're working hard all the way till the end. I'm one of the few candidates in America that had President Trump's endorsement in the first week.
Yeah.
And there's no question that people are ready for a immediate break from President Biden and his disastrous policies. There's no place better than Nevada for people to know the difference of what it was like to live under President Trump and that economy and the law and order that we had here versus what we're experiencing in Nevada today, where everything is heading dramatically in the wrong direction. And so we feel good. There's no question. We've got a lot of support across the state. But look, when your primary opponent wakes up and is a week out and realizes they're not going to catch up, they throw everything they can at the wall. Family attacks, attacks on my military record, teaming up with NBC and the Lincoln Project. And so
Hang on. Your
strange,
primary opponent? Your primary opponent is working with the scumbags at the Lincoln Project?
Well, they had a very similar message coming down the pipe within 24 hours, attacking my mother and her choice to bring me into this world as a single mom. And so, again, just the lowest of the low, really, really dirty attacks. But look. I'm the guy that actually stood for this state as Attorney General. We stood against Barack Obama every single day. And then we worked with President Trump when he became the president. And to be the chairman of the campaign, people know they can rely on me. They know I'm a trusted conservative. We feel great about the primary, and we think people just have to be wildly offended at how far a primary opponent's willing to go.
Yeah, we heard the same thing from a conservative candidate, Steve Gray in New Jersey, just the last hour. Speak to everybody needs to go out and vote. You've got to vote in the primary. Adam, tell us about respond to those who are really concerned that this is a state that could be lost to common sense, that is being infiltrated by those who are bringing them elsewhere and could really undermine the economic and political health of Nevada. Can you give a reassuring message for holding to the principles that made that one of the greatest states of the union?
Look, I don't think there's a better cycle than this cycle for common sense to prevail, for conservative values to prevail. The bottom line is we're on the top of every single bad list right now. You know, we've got the open border has led to all-time spikes in human trafficking, fentanyl trafficking, drug overdoses. We've got spikes in crime. We're number two in gas. Inflation is through the roof. We have it all in spades. And so I think people have finally woken up to the fact that the Democrats, they're in charge here. They're in charge nationally. They can't keep blaming President Trump like they did all those last years. And the reality is they have themselves to blame for the direction of our country and our state. So we feel great. We got to remind people that Nevada is a dead even state. It was a 2-point presidential contest. This is not a blue state. We're not Colorado. We're not New Mexico. We're not one of these 10-point states. And so with everything that's going on right now, moderate Democrats are absolutely fed up with the Democrat Party. The independents are with us. The Hispanic community is breaking 50-50 right now. And so I absolutely think that our values are going to prevail and people understand that putting America first actually is better for security, pocketbook, patriotism, the American dream, you name it.
All right, adamlaxalt.com, that's L-A-X-A-L-T. We've got 20 seconds left. Your message to those who say, I don't do politics, I don't need to be involved.
My message is you can ignore it all you want. It's coming right into your living room. And if you haven't seen enough, I don't know what else can do it. But the left is coming after our way of life. We've got to defeat it. This race can flip the Senate and help us push back.
Yeah, it's like Trotsky said about war. You may not be interested in it, but it is interested in you. So you can't avoid politics because that's what the left have done to this country. You can follow him. Just think about how early he had that endorsement from President Trump. That speaks volumes. He's on Twitter at Adam Laxalt, L-A-X-A-L-T, or just go to adamlaxalt.com. Good luck, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka, going to your calls next. Jeff, Doug, Mike, don't go anywhere. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? If that's your story, you need to try 100% drug-free Relief Factor that is liberating almost 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. What an amazing story. But she's not the only one. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and you should be one of them. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Call today, 800-500-8384, or just go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. I think, do we have Mr. Benzman on the line? All right, let's connect with Todd Benzman. Are you there, Todd?
I'm here. Thanks for having me. Yes,
good.
I'm here.
All right, we were struggling there with the technology, but we reached out to you finally. We need an update. We're talking to the author of Jihad, the Covert Border War. Todd, what's the latest? Talk to us about this caravan, what the Mexican government is or is not doing, and the status of Title 42.
Sure. Well, let's start with the actual border. A judge out of Louisiana, as we know, stayed the pushback policy, kept it in place. The Biden administration responded to that by poking so many exemptions in it that it might as well be gone. The exemptions that they poked in it are for South Americans, Middle Easterners, Asians, people from all over the world, from any country in the world, except for Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador and Mexico. But everybody else gets to the border, and within 72 hours, they have legal documents, and they're on buses, Greyhound and charter buses and American Airlines flights. They pay the tickets to any city in the country.
So the illegal alien gets documents, gets a plane ticket, and they get to choose where they go, correct?
That's correct. And that operation is going on 7 days a week, all day long, right now, all along the Texas border with those nationalities. So it's important to know that those are the nationalities that are getting exempted from 42. And as a result, this caravan that has formed, this massive caravan that formed, is made up almost entirely of, guess what, those nationalities. Because they send selfies home, they send video home. Guess what? Look at me, thumbs up. I made it. I'm in America. And so they all come.
And so what is Mexico doing with this massive caravan, Todd?
The Mexican government is doing everything in its power to assist them to our border. They are conducting right now, as we speak, what I've written about before and call an ant operation, A-N-T, ant operation, so that when the caravan hits the border, it won't hit in one big clump like we saw a few years ago when Trump was in office and we had to tear gas in Tijuana. Nobody wants that. That's a terrible political optic. Instead, what's happening now is that the Mexican government is handing out about 1,000 visas a day that are good for 30 days. They can travel anywhere they want inside Mexico with these visas, and you can guess where they're going. And they're providing, they've promised to provide buses to all 10,000 of them. And those buses will go to 10 different Mexican states, so that it's dispersed in a way that you won't be able to see them when they hit. They'll just be kind of melding into, that's called an ant operation, because they are separated in these little ant trail type things that you don't really notice, but a whole, you know, nest gets to move forward, right?
So to be blunt about all this, this is going to proceed until there's a Republican in the White House, correct, Todd?
That's my estimation, because these are policies that even when, you know, high courts, federal courts determine that, you know, you have to do this policy, there's still so much discretionary wriggle room in how they actually do the policy that they can, you know, make them, you know, null and void, essentially, like they did with Remain in Mexico. And what they're doing with 42 right now. I mean, pretty much everybody who comes to the border is getting this free pass thing through into the country, thousands and thousands right now. The Hondurans are ending up back. I was just down there. I was in Mexico a week ago and, you know, met all the Hondurans who are stuck on the other side. They're still getting 42'd, but they are trying still again and again and again. I had a circle of them around me, and I said, how many times did you guys try to cross in beat 42, and each one said, oh, six, you know, two, four, wow, three, and they're just going to keep going. They're going to keep trying, and that's tying up our Border Patrol, too.
He's with the Center for Immigration Studies. The book is America's Covert Border War. Follow him right now, Benzman Todd. Let's have you in for a longer discussion. This is America First. Back to your calls momentarily, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, you must try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3 years later. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at Relief Factor. Be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Go today, ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Breaking news. The individual from California who attempted to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh has already appeared in court. The affidavit is in front of me. Reska indicated that he believed Justice Kavanaugh, the man he intended to kill, would side with the Second Amendment decisions that would loosen gun control. So a man who wanted to stop a pro-Second Amendment decision in the Supreme Court traveled from California with a gun, with a knife, with ammunition and zip ties to kill an associate justice of the Supreme Court. We will keep you updated. But now we have to talk to another newsmaker. First, we have to play the clip that we've played for you 3 times already this week. This is the shocking statement from a former colleague of mine in the White House, Peter Navarro. Cut 9.
Instead of coming to my door where I live, which, by the way, is right next to the FBI, instead of calling me and say, hey, we need you down at court, we've got a warrant for you, I would have gladly come. What did they do? They intercepted me getting on the plane. And then they put me in handcuffs. They bring me here. They put me in leg irons. They stick me in a cell. By the way, just historical note, I was in John Hinckley's cell. They seem to think that that was like an important historical note. Okay? That's punitive. That what they did to me today violated the Constitution.
He served as the president's director of trade and manufacturing policy and policy coordinator for the National Defense Procurement Act. Peter Navarro, welcome to America First.
Seb, my brother, man, this is troubled times here for this republic, two-tier justice system. We've got all sorts of pirates and thieves who were in charge of that discredited Russia hoax at the FBI, Department of Justice, and the intelligence community. They're all running free, never putting leg irons. And now you've got an unprecedented situation where a top advisor to a president is stuck in leg irons, denied access to an attorney, and effectively punished in the public square in the stockades like 19th century England. And the king. I mean, this is just wrong, Seb. And I'm standing up here because of an important set of constitutional issues that lay behind this kangaroo committee that's about to hold primetime hearings. They're not ready for primetime for us,
sir. So you were arrested because you didn't comply with the subpoena, because the committee, by U.S. statute, is illegal. You can't have a standing or a temporary investigatory committee without nominated members of both parties. Nancy Pelosi ignored Kevin McCarthy. It is an illicit committee as such. Therefore, you ignored the subpoena. But I need the 3 million
listeners. Let me just be clear.
Hang on a second.
Because they're listening, okay? Yeah, there are a lot of reasons.
But I want you to tell your story. I want people to know, what did they do to you? So where were you? Who arrested you? And where did they take you?
The TikTok goes like this, Seb. On Tuesday, I filed an 80-page civil suit challenging the right of the committee and the Justice Department to do essentially what they've now done to me. I sought declaratory relief and asked that the Justice Department be enjoined from pursuing a criminal charge until these issues were litigated in this civil suit. Tuesday, Friday, preemptive strike taking me into custody in leg irons. I've told you what happened there. Now, here's the interesting part, Seb.
But where were you? Where were you and who arrested you?
I was at the door of the plane that was going to take me to Nashville to do Mike Huckabee's show. And what's ridiculous about that, and which shows that this was a show trial, is that on Wednesday night, I did two things, Seb. One is I sent a letter to Deputy Attorney Patricia Alloy, A-L-O-I, Patricia Alloy, seeking a modus vivendi on this issue, making it clear that I was in an untenable position because of constitutional issues. And I gave her the name of an attorney to discuss this with. She didn't do that. I also called Walter Giordano, an FBI agent who the previous week had banged loudly on my door, got me out of bed, and delivered a subpoena to me. I said, hey, Walter, next time, whatever you need, just call me. You need to deliver a subpoena, fine, whatever else you need. Gave them the clear impression that I would do whatever they needed, whenever they called, right? Giordano was the guy who laid in wait at the airport. I'm 50 yards from the FBI. He could have called me, said voluntarily, come on to the court, would have done it. Could have walked across the street and grabbed me in my house. Instead, they take me. They don't allow me to make a phone call despite repeated requests. They stick me in solitary and leg irons for more than 3 hours while they leak to the press I had been arrested so that they could get an advance and spin the narrative on this. This is so wrong, Seven. This book, Taking Back Trump's America, help me, please. I'm looking at $500,000 in legal expenses, according to some legal experts, or more. This could go to $1 million. I've got to raise that money. I can't kill my retirement by defending these baseless charges. Taking Back Trump's America, please go to Amazon right now.
All right, guys, order that book. The book can be pre-ordered right now. It's Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back. So what are your plans now, Peter? Tell us what you're going to do, how far you're going to take it.
I've been defending myself, what they call pro se, in all of this civil action. The way that the Justice Department has come at me in the most illegal way with these criminal proceedings, they should have negotiated the privilege with Donald Trump. We could have handled it easily that way. Let them do that. That was their legal obligation, least burdensome alternative. They could have done a civil suit, which, according to case law dating back to a case in the George W. Bush administration, Myers says that would have been the appropriate route, not a criminal case. Now that it's a criminal case, I've got to hire a team of top shelf constitutional lawyers to deal with a situation, Seb, that in our 232-year history in this republic, we've never seen. I mean, there's been cases kind of like this, but nothing like a senior White House advisor of the president basically being stripped of testimonial immunity by an incumbent president. That's illegal. And that Biden trying to strip Trump. These are big constitutional issues. My hope, Seb, is we take this all the way to the Supreme Court. There's no way we lose this case on all four points that I've raised. The law is clearly on my side. But I think what the Justice Department is trying to do, they're simply trying to beat me into submission, bully me, and punish me in the public square. It's just, they're not supposed to do that. But the most egregious thing, Seb, the two most egregious things was that that they wouldn't let me call a lawyer when they took me, and that's what it was. It was a taking. And when I sent that letter to Aloy, she didn't contact my legal representation at the time. It's like, hey, talk to this guy. They just want to make an example out of me to get to Donald Trump. They want to make sure this is a conspiracy. It's like, is you have the Congress in collusion with the White House, tacit or explicit, don't know which. We'll find that out in discovery, in order to prevent Donald Trump from running for president in 2024 and taking the Oval back in 2025. That's what this is about. Make no mistake about that. And Merrick Garland, the buck stops at Merrick Garland's desk, because that SOB allowed this to happen. You don't do this, Merrick. You don't do this to people like that. You don't put people like me in leg irons when just as easily I could have voluntarily appeared. And by the way, by your own policy, you should not be prosecuting me, because going back to the 70s, Seb, there's a longstanding policy that people like me have absolute testimonial immunity, which means Congress has no right whatsoever to get anything at all.
You were treated like a cartel leader, like a mass murderer. The only reason they did that is because they're sending a message to 74 million Americans. Get the book right now. Support Peter. It's Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Take It Back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem News Network. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Go to Spotify. Put in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never, ever miss a moment. We'll be back after these messages.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Incredible. Thanks to all of you listeners and the social media followers. I've just been DM'd this story from the Daily Mail. Incredible. Just before the circus that begins tonight with the January 6th committee live show, the FBI has arrested a Republican candidate for governor in Michigan, Ryan Kelly, for, quote, storming the Capitol on January 6th and served a search warrant against him. That was yesterday in Michigan, in his home. This is the primary race that would end up seeing somebody challenge Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Of course, the individual who they said was the victim of a kidnap plot that in fact was generated by the FBI. What should we expect from all of this, and especially tonight's show? Let's check in with none other than the Washington Bureau Chief of the most influential conservative news site on the planet. It is Breitbart.com, and he is Matt Boyle. Matt, welcome back to America First.
Dr. G, always a pleasure. Glad to be here.
All right. So here's the big question. We know what they're going to do. There's going to be the usual selective quotes, misrepresentation. We know what they're not going to do. They're not going to show the clip of President Trump that we will play later, where he said we are going to do our duty and we're going to march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol. So we know what they're not going to do. We know how they're going to distort it. But it is a midterm election year. So here's the big question, and you are the right person to ask. Will this help them politically? Will the needle move for the Democrats in any constituency based upon tonight's clown show?
Well, they certainly hope so. Look, here's the deal. The way I look at it is this is going to be a three-ring circus tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, step right up, get your tickets for the greatest show on earth. I mean, that's what they're doing. Yeah. They're literally putting together political theater, if there ever was one. And it's out of desperation. The New York Times literally admitted it in a headline earlier this week when they said that this is an effort for them to try to reset the general election. They're losing on every single other issue. Now, speaking of the great state of Michigan, I have a headline here. This is from one of our friends at another outlet, The Blaze, that I just saw just moments ago. Michigan sheriff forced to limit in-person deputy responses because record high gas prices depleted the fuel budget. So not only do we have record high gas prices every day for the last 12 days, I think it is.
Yeah.
Not only that, but now their gas price hikes because of Joe Biden. It's not Putin's price hike. It's Biden's price hike. Have now, in effect, defunded the police, right? Like, so the cops aren't coming when you call 911 because Joe Biden hiked the price of gas so high by destroying President Trump's energy policies. The border's wide open. There's not a single issue that they're winning on. Everything.
All right.
They have failed in every respect.
So they need to try
to change the subject.
So we understand how they hope it will go, but let's flip that. If people who aren't really otherwise addicted to politics and just want to live their lives, if they see that this is what the Democrats who control the House and the Senate are spending precious time on, however many hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars spent already, when they're not talking about baby formula, when they're not talking about inflation or gas prices, do you think it could actually backfire and get people politically engaged on the right who say this is a waste of our time and money?
Yes. So, by the way, I have some statistics from from the House Republicans that our reporters are working on right now. The House Administration Committee Republicans have put together the cost of this committee. It's several million dollars,
wow.
Several million taxpayer dollars that they've wasted on this Hollywood production. But the fact of the matter is, by the way, I asked that same question to Elise Stefanik last Saturday. I had her on the show where she was laying out the plans for the Republicans to counter program on this whole thing. I think that this being in prime time is now going to awaken people who aren't maybe as in tune as you or I, or many of your listeners and our readers at Breitbart, and they're going to now see just how much of a failure the Democrats are, because the Democrats are now parading their failure in front of the American public. So they can hire all the television producers in the world that they want to. I don't know. Are they going to bring out like white striped tigers and lions and stuff and people jumping through hoops? Tonight, I mean, the American public has seen all this stuff. There's nothing new, right? So what's going to happen? And by the way, if there was new stuff and there was new evidence, that would be a different story. But there isn't. They've beat this thing like a dead horse for over a year and a half now, and the American public is not moved by it. What they are moved by is the things that matter to them on a daily basis: the gas prices, the economy, the inflation, the border, their job prospects, etc. And the Democrats are frankly in a really tough place here going into the midterm elections. We could be headed for a red wave unlike anything we've seen in a century, in 80 years, right? Like, we've never seen anything like what might be coming in November. And the Democrats are trying every last desperate ploy to try to grasp onto power. You're 100% right that it's all about power.
It's all about power, and it's all about the elections. But what about the person we haven't mentioned? How will this affect President Trump when this show goes live tonight?
I don't think it affects that at all. I just don't think that this is going to move the needle in any respect, any which way at all. I think that people are going to be mostly tuning it out. The average American out there is focused on, you know, whatever they're doing for the summer right now and trying to go on summer vacation when they can't do it because Joe Biden cost them too much in gas bills. So do you really think that there's going to be record high viewership nationwide tonight? I think it's going to be a total flop. I think they're going to fail in every respect. Then they're going to go back to the daytime hearings. They'll do a few of those. And then guess what? They'll come up with another charade in about a month, right? Like, this is not going to work for them, and they're not that bright at how they do it either. So we've seen this movie before. We saw it with impeachment, and a good example of this is what Elise Stefanik said when they did the impeachment behind closed doors in the Star Chamber. Remember Adam Schiff in the basement of the Capitol? That's when it had the most support. Once they moved out into the public hearings and into the public, then everybody turned against them and sided with Trump on it, right? So very, very similar here in that the more that the public sees just how bad they are, the better it is for those of us who believe in America First.
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it, that once it comes out into the sunlight, then you have the best disinfectant and people can see it for what it is. Super busy day for Matt Boyle. We're going to let him get back to work, take your calls next here, but make sure you follow all of his coverage. Go to Breitbart.com, the Washington Bureau Chief, Matt Boyle. This is America First. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you haven't done so already, join us. Register for our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year, November and December, with my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza in the Holy Land. You will be walking where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Register today for the trip of a lifetime. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. They've dropped all their restrictions. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. Call today. 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.